Thanks for listening. My name is Robert Green. I'm the pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Parma, and this program is called Benefit from the Bible. Do you have a church home where God is working through His Word and through His Supper to build you up in Jesus Christ? Come and be a faithful member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church, 7500 State Road in Parma. Go to our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com, to find out more. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, you will die. You will die unless Jesus returns before that time. You will be somewhere for eternity, either in paradise or in torment. How can I speak with such certainty? Because it is written. In today's sermon, I'm going to say that phrase over and over again, and then I'm going to share with you what is written in God's holy word. How can I share those statements with you? Because it is written in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. It is written in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Since these things are absolutely true, God is calling us to be absolutely serious about knowing and believing the gospel. In other words, the good news, and He wants us to believe it now, and He wants us to believe it forever. He wants us to benefit from it forevermore. So today, we find our focus on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, oftentimes thought of as the resurrection chapter. And at the beginning of this chapter today, we focus on, first of all, the importance of the gospel. We go on to the main points, four main points of the gospel, and then this reality that though we are all unworthy, yet we are so very blessed in the risen Christ. We go to the first part of our reading today as we come to the importance of the gospel. The Bible says, "Now I remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are saved, if you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believed in vain." In other words, unless you believed for no good purpose, for no good benefit. I want to go back now and focus on those three words for a moment, on the words received, stand, and saved. Regarding received, the Bible teaches that from conception we were spiritually dead. So God took action by His grace through holy baptism, and God enabled us to receive the gospel, to receive the good news. It is written in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." What about the word stand? It is written in Psalm 130, verse 3. "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" So we have the question, who could stand? And the answer is, if God kept a record of sins, no one could stand. Bad news, because we have all sinned, and God wants us to understand that none of us can stand, no matter what. But it is also written in Psalm 130, verse 4, "With you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." God wants us to know that only in the risen Christ can we stand. What about the word saved? It is written in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved. But we might say, though, wait a minute, Pastor, saved from what? From what I've already spoken about, from death and eternal punishment. Those are the very things that we deserved because of our rebellion against the Almighty God. We might look in the mirror and see ourselves as the good guys, but God wants us to know that every sin, whether small or great, we have sinned against the Almighty God. Let me summarize so far. We were on the path to hell, but now by the gospel is so important, the gospel is so powerful, that now by the gospel we are on the path to heaven. And then did you catch what it said though in the reading? If we hold firmly to this word of truth. So God put us on the path to heaven, and we stay on the path to heaven if we hold firmly to that word of truth. Is that an easy thing to do, to hold on to that word of truth? The answer is no, because it is written in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Jesus said, "You will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Regarding holding firm to this word of truth, has everyone done so? Has everyone that God has united to Christ, have they continued to hold firmly to that word of truth? The answer is no. It is written in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith. Regarding holding firmly to the word of truth, is God at work through his word to make that happen? Is God at work through his word to enable us to hold on firmly to his word of truth? In fact, he is. It is written in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. God, who began a good work in us, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God steps in and God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Our God is so very good. Let's go on to the second part. We come now to the main points of the gospel. I'm going to identify four different points in this section. The Bible says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me." So let's focus now on those four main points of the gospel, on the fact that Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and that he appeared. Did he really truly die? It is written in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust." He is the just one. We are all the unjust ones. The just for the unjust. Why? In order that he might bring us to God. So he really died for our eternal benefit. Was he buried? His burial proves he really died. Was he buried? It is written in Mark chapter 15, verse 46. "And Joseph of Arimathea brought a linen shroud, and taking the body of Jesus down, that is, down from the cross, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb." So really, truly, he died. Was he raised? Is he alive today? It is written in Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Jesus was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And then, did he appear? Or did people simply say he rose, but no one saw him? Did he appear? It is written in Mark chapter 16, verse 6, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen." That doesn't tell us so that he appeared, but I read many times in the text where he appeared to this person, to that person, to this group, to a very large group. So the Bible tells us over and over again, it is written that he appeared to many, many people to show himself alive. Let me summarize so far. We were in desperate need of being saved because we are sinners. So what happened? God sent his Son in the person of Jesus, and Jesus did everything necessary, absolutely everything, in order to provide our way to heaven. How can we be certain? We can be certain because it is written. So knowing the importance of the gospel, knowing the certainty of the gospel, may God, by his Holy Spirit, working through his holy word, may he bless us with a grip on the gospel that is always growing stronger and stronger. Let's go on to the third part. I'm calling it unworthy, but very blessed. Paul continues here writing to the Christians in Corinth as we pick up in verse 9. "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." So think about Paul calling himself the least. Let's compare the other apostles with Paul. Catch this comparison. When the others were believers in the coming Messiah, that is when Jesus called them to be his apostles. When Paul was persecuting the church of God, dead set against Jesus and the church of God, that is when Jesus called him to be an apostle. Quite a difference. Therefore, to Paul, though, God made this crystal clear. God showed Paul that his membership in the kingdom of God, his position as an apostle, that was completely, completely, completely by God's grace, by nothing that he had done or ever could do. What about us, though? We're not like Paul. We're not persecutors of the church of God. So are we somehow more than Paul? Paul said, "I am the least." Are we somehow more than him? Well, let's think about it. When we were dead and lost, that is when God made us alive and found. We didn't do it. God did it. We were in a horrible situation. God stepped in. God moved us over into a wonderful situation. How do I know that? Because it is written. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." So Paul, he took no credit for his salvation. He took no credit for his apostolic position. What about us? We take no credit either. Why is that? Because it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. So the gospel is our eternal lifeline. When we have the gospel, we have Jesus Christ, we have eternal life, we have the forgiveness of our sins. It is just that important. Therefore, by God's Spirit, working through His holy word, let us ever grow up in our risen Lord Jesus Christ. One final, it is written. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. And all God's people said, Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a Bible-teaching church, come and join us at 7500 State Road in Parma. See our website for our current schedule. Go to benefitfromthebible.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.